It's Thursday and time to read your letters. Here to lend a hand is our producer and editor, Christopher Johnson. Hey, Christopher, what do you got?
More fire for our political coverage.
Uh-oh, time to duck?
Well, you might want to get low for this one. We got some notes about your talk last week with Illinois Senator Barack Obama. You asked the senator about reports that he'd attended a madrasa, or Islamic school, when he was a kid in Indonesia. Some media outlets have said those reports are false, and Senator Obama said amen to that.
I went to a secular school in Indonesia, which is happens to be a country that is majority Muslim. And we're now seeing emails that are being distributed repeatedly as part of a smear campaign or political strategy, which insults not only me and my Christian faith, but also tries to stir up anti-Muslim sentiment.
John Lewis in San Francisco heard that interview, and he wrote us this. Imagine my utter disappointment when I heard Shadeya ask him about madrasas. How insulting. Leave that crap to CNN and Fox.
John, this is what we do. The news. We contextualize the quote, and a lot of folks got something from the question and the answer. But I will tell you this, Senator Obama got even hotter under the collar than you were. Also, Vladdy Brownswagger in Oakland said this about our music coverage. Please do your music features in other genres besides urban R&B, hip-hop, and gospel. There are many, many black people involved in many, many other genres of music, and try to venture outside of the U.S. So, Vladdy, we've stopped by Brazil, headed over to Benin, and we've got an interview coming up with avant jazz man Butch Morris.
And I've done a few stories on black punk.
But, hey, why don't you kick us some ideas? We're open. And on another cultural tip last week while I was in South Carolina, I spoke with a man who's working hard to preserve the heritage of the Gullah people, descendants of enslaved Africans who've held on to their language and culture. Listener Karna Inman said, "All of this South Carolina talk reignited my interest in the Gullah people. I very much enjoyed Farai's interview with Emery Campbell. I was pleasantly surprised to hear him recite in Gullah a few verses from the Lord's Prayer."
And lastly, Farai, here's a little more love for news and notes. Cheryl Field in Minneapolis says she loves listening to the show because it brings her a refreshing, insightful look at news. And Mary Stevens in St. Charles, Missouri says, "News and Notes is my favorite on NPR. I just thought you'd like to know that a 53-year-old white woman from Middle America gets more out of your program than any other news program on radio or TV. Please keep up the great work."
Hey, Mary and Cheryl, thank you so much for giving us a shout. My mom will thank you, too.
That's it for letters, but please keep yours coming.
To write us, just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. Please be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name. And as always, thanks, Christopher.
Anytime, Farai.